Making sure your beneficiaries are properly designated, really important. Jill Martin is our estate planning attorney at Annex. She heads our estate planning team, and she joins us to talk about this. Hello, Jill.
Hi, Danny.
We hear about this often. Not keeping beneficiaries current can be a costly mistake. How many times have you seen the story about where somebody's like ex-wife wound up with money?
Too many.
Let's do a segment about that sometime. So we're going to cover a fictitious couple that illustrates why this can be complicated and why paying attention is so important. And we're also going to define some terms. So it's a story problem. This isn't the train leaving westbound at 20 miles an hour and the other.
Not quite, but we could definitely turn it into that if we wanted to.
You have a hypothetical situation.
I do. So what we've got is we've got Doug and Sarah, who they are on their second marriage. They both have children from a prior marriage.
But none together, right?
None together.
Okay, and that's where this is important.
And that would be our hypothetical with the train. Let's get it really complicated. So I didn't want to go too complicated to start. So Doug has a daughter, Mary. And Sarah has twin sons, Brad and Chad.
Perfect.
Okay. So we're just talking about the IRAs here and to not overly complicate it. But Doug has a $500,000 IRA. He's named Sarah as his spouse.
His wife. All right.
As the primary beneficiary. Okay. And then he's got his daughter, Mary, as the contingent beneficiary. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Okay. Sarah also has an IRA, about $200,000. She names Doug, her husband, as the primary beneficiary, and then Brad and Chad are the contingent beneficiaries, okay?
Okay, so far we're pretty clean.
Right. So let's talk about exactly what that is, right? So a primary beneficiary is the named person or people that if they are alive when you die, they will take control of that account and that asset so that it's theirs to do with as they see fit. Pretty simple.
Sure.
A contingent or an alternate beneficiary or a secondary beneficiary, depending on the type of account, that person or people are only going to take if all of the primary beneficiaries have died before you did. Okay. So
is that a stopgap sort of? Because if your primary changes, or say like they died, you would need to put in new primaries, right?
Yeah, it's basically so you don't have to put in a new primary beneficiary because that happens a lot where you name a primary, that person has died, so then it's the contingents that take. But what people get really confused about, especially in second marriage situations, is what that contingent does not do. It doesn't mean that in Doug's situation, it doesn't mean that Sarah gets that IRA while she's alive, and then when Sarah passes, it doesn't go to Mary.
Mm.
And people get a little confused by that. They just kind of assume that Doug's IRA is ultimately going to end up with Mary because she's the contingent. The reality is, what happens is, Sarah gets the beneficiary. She's the beneficiary. She gets that IRA. It's her account to do with as she sees fit. So she can turn around and put her own beneficiaries on that.
So in a case where Doug would die first, his IRA goes to his wife, Sarah.
Correct.
Okay.
And then what she normally would do is she would either combine that with her existing IRA or open a new account. But she has full control over that account to do with as she sees fit. So guess what? If she gets remarried for a third time, she can name her now third husband on that as the beneficiary if she wants to. So what happens is Mary is never really going to get that IRA unless Sarah specifically names her as one of the beneficiaries. So instead, it would probably go to Sarah's children, which would be Brad and Chad, not to Mary.
Is that being disinherited?
It is a little bit, right?
That's the word you always see in the movie. I'm writing you out of the will.
Yeah,
you're disinherited, so
right.
She's out, right?
She is, right? Unless Doug has provided for her in some other capacity as part of his estate plan, as it relates to this particular account that we're talking about, because Sarah was alive when Doug passed away, that's Sarah's account. Mary will never get anything from that.
We're talking about making sure beneficiaries are properly designated. So this is a hypothetical. Doug and Sarah, their second marriage. They both have adult children. Doug has one daughter. Sarah has two sons. So if Sarah dies first, her IRA goes to Doug, the husband. He could combine it with that IRA, and he's got full control as well to name new beneficiaries.
Correct. Or what he could do is he combines it with his existing IRA. And if he doesn't update the beneficiaries, what happens is his daughter, Mary, is the contingent beneficiary. So as long as she's alive when he passes, Now that full $700,000 becomes hers. So now Brad and Chad have been disinherited from Sarah's IRA.
Okay, so that can get bumpy then. Okay, in the case where they would die simultaneously.
So dying simultaneously is the one time where both sets of children would inherit here. Okay, and simultaneously can mean multiple different things depending on what the estate plan says. Might be within a 5-day period, it could be within a 60-day period depending on the terms. But basically what happens is both Doug and Sarah are treated as being predeceased to each other, which means there is no primary beneficiary on either one of their accounts that's living, which means then it passes to their contingent beneficiaries. So Doug's IRA goes to Mary and Sarah's IRA goes to Brad and Chad. Mm-hmm. So that's the one situation where the alternate or contingent beneficiaries would take.
See, and those are solid because those are clear lines. It might not be, quote, fair, right? And that's where the human part of the estate plan comes in.
It is. And we use the second marriage situation here is that's where things get a little muddier, right? If it's a first marriage and Doug leaves everything to Sarah and Sarah leaves everything to their three kids from their marriage, that's not as much of an issue because there isn't a disinheritance there. It's with these second marriages and blended families that we see a lot of unintended consequences because people don't fully understand the contingent beneficiary situation.
And these are things you review when you're doing estate plans.
Absolutely. That is a critical piece. So doing the estate plan and the documents is really important, but then making sure that your beneficiary designations align with what your true intent is to make sure that plan follows through with what you want to have happen.
Amen to that. Jill Martin, heading up our estate planning team. Thank you. Good stuff.
You're welcome.